What if you could actually walk with Jesus today? Like, follow him through your fear, your pain, and your doubts. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Psalm 23 is one of the most well-known passages in the Bible, but it's not just poetic, it's personal. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, and he means it. He doesn't just lead you through the good times in life, he walks with you when life is hard, and he stays. Today's devotion paints a picture of what that might look like. It's called My Journey with the Shepherd by Emily Acker. Anxiety has me tossing and turning until I hear someone whispering my name from outside. I crawl out of my tent and see a man. The sun is just starting to rise, and I can make out a staff in his hand. Is this a shepherd? As if reading my thoughts, he says, I am the good shepherd, your shepherd. I follow as he motions me forward. We walk until we come to a beautiful, lush hillside. You're tired. The shepherd grabs a blanket that had been draped over his shoulder. Rest. I stretch out on the soft blanket. The air is fresh, the sky turning blue. I close my eyes and I immediately fall asleep. I don't know how long I sleep, but I feel refreshed when I wake up. The shepherd is waiting. He motions for me to follow and leads me to a peaceful river where I can drink. As we walk along the water, I feel my insides beginning to heal. My fears, my sorrows are soothed. We start into a valley and I hear a growl. Suddenly, the sky seems darker. Then I see them, a pack of beasts coming toward us, teeth bared and hackles raised. The shepherd holds up his staff and stretches it out in front of him. I watch the beasts turn away. As we continue through the valley, I am no longer afraid. Soon we come to an open place again. The sun shines brightly. Sit. The shepherd motions to a table set up in a beautiful garden. I breathe in the scent of sweet flowers as I obey. He brings me food. As I start to eat, I see the beasts watching me. They eye me, but don't come close. They seem to be stuck in the valley. The food is delicious, and my drink. Not only is it more enjoyable than anything I have had before, but no matter how much I sip, the glass stays full. I close my eyes, soaking in what it feels like to be cared for by this good shepherd. Never before have I experienced this feeling, this peace, this rest. All right, let's think about this for a second. Today's allegorical story was inspired by Psalm 23, which begins with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Consider taking some time to reread Psalm 23 slowly. What sticks out to you? In John 10, Jesus says he is the good shepherd. If you know Jesus, he promises to be with you each day of your life, even when times are hard. He laid down his life for you so you could be saved from sin, death, and the devil. Because he rose again, you can know that he will bring you safely to his heavenly kingdom. If you want to know more about what it means to know Jesus, go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Can you think of a time Jesus led you through a dark valley? Were there any ways he reminded you that he's with you? Consider taking a moment to thank him for this. Now, as you and I can read in John 10, 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Psalm 23 and John 10, 1 through 18 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you want a simple way to stay focused on God during your day? Download one of our verse picks, their phone backgrounds with Bible verses, to keep truth in front of you. They're free, of course, and they're made to encourage you wherever you are. You can find them when you go to unlocked.org/versepicks. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie for two incredible stories of teenagers saving lives. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.